This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Oklahoma City Thunder have held serve on their home court through the first 2 games. We do not have a series in the Western Conference Finals yet.
That's certainly one way to say it.
Nobody has won on the road, which is, I guess, how we determine if their series has started yet. 118-103. Game, it didn't even seem that close, especially in the second half between the Thunder and the Timberwolves. It was comfortable from really start to finish, it felt like, for OKC in that one. They had an 8-point lead at half. Wheels fell off in the third quarter. And you saw Minnesota just go, well, guess today's not our day. And for a second straight game, and we talked about this yesterday, Timberwolves shoot under 30% from three. The fifth time in 12 playoff games that they have shot under 30% from beyond the arc. You're going to have to make some threes, fellas.
It's not just the shooting. It's their instability and inefficiency that comes out of what happens, and this is going to sound crazy, when Mike Conley is not on the floor. Do you know it through 2 games what Mike Conley's plus minus is?
No.
Had the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the living crap out of the Timberwolves in back-to-back games?
Yes.
Okay. With that in mind, Mike Conley's plus 19 in 51 minutes, which means when he is off the floor, they are getting absolutely throttled.
And that's wild because he's not scoring.
No.
But this, he's an organizer.
Puts him in the right place, gets him to run the right sets. Defensively, yes, he's smaller. Yes, he's lost his athleticism, but he's in the right spots at the right time, getting people where they need to be. Like, and this is being amplified because Ant Edwards is clearly dealing with an ankle injury that is keeping him from being as explosive as he can be.
And it's affecting his shooting, too.
Yes.
I mean,
clearly.
He can't. 1 of 9 from 3. Yeah. I mean, he's brutal. But, okay, what is, you have game 1 up there? Do you have game 1?
I can pull it up.
Pull up game 1 because Dante DiVincenzo has been awful in both of these games. And when he comes in, like, that's one of the reasons why they brought him into Minnesota, is because he has that pedigree and experience
stabilizing
of playoff
course.
Basketball to be that guy, right? He was minus 27 in 22 minutes of action last night. So in game 1.
Minus 20.
So he's minus 47.
And that was in 30 minutes.
So 52 minutes minus, and he's 47. Minus 47.
Meanwhile, Mike Conley, 51 minutes plus 19. That is, what, a 56-point swing?
Jeez Louise. And it is, it's noticeable.
I mean, that's...
It's more noticeable when DiVincenzo's on the floor, because that's when Oklahoma City starts to unload. And Mike Conley, because he's not shooting,
no,
he's just there, right?
And this is why, this is
it's
why
not as noticeable.
Like, plus minus can be kind of a weird thing, especially single game and only small game sample sizes. But when it's that drastic, you start being able to kind of hone in on things. Like, when are they getting the crap kicked out of them? Like, and what is happening? It's not like when Mike Conley is on the floor, it's not like your offense becomes just this overwhelming powerhouse. You just don't make mistakes. And this is why box scores can be so misleading.
And it's more notable with guys who play small volume of, mm-hmm. of minutes.
And with Conley here, you're getting 26 minutes a night. That's like, that's, those are real minutes.
But it's not like Ant Edwards is 40, which can be misleading because of the matchups that are occurring when he is on the floor for 40 or 48 minutes.
Correct.
It's brutal right now. It's hard to watch at times, but also what is hard to watch is SGA continuing to be his, do the free throw merchant thing, which is getting much more traction after last night than it was after game one.
And
they're actually starting to mention it.
I hate this. I hate this so much.
Okay.
It drives me insane because it's not just the James Harden stuff. SGA and Brunson have the two best footwork, like off two, in the NBA. They're incredible. They don't need to do the egregious foul baiting stuff. And for me, generating free throws is a skill. Like, I've talked to Dame and Ant about this. Two guys that Ant has tried to, like, do it more, but he's just not strong enough to take the contact and then kind of sell it. Like, he's like, yeah, man, it's just one of those things I can't. Dame was going, when he tried to figure it out, was I realized what I had to do is I did have to be a little egregious to get the refs to, like, start buying in early. But once I did, I didn't have to do it anymore. With SGA, he is, much like Tyrese Halliburton, I think they're very, very, very similar, but very unique in their own right. They're jazz musicians. They're very slithery, but they're very herky-jerky in this off-cadence, off-beat, the way they shift their shoulders, the way they shift their hips, the way they shift their feet. It is just unique. And it's very difficult to try to defend that. They will naturally create fouls and free throws without doing the egregious stuff. But when you see SGA get a grazing bump, and when I say grazing, I mean a shoulder to shoulder kind of thing when he drives, and all of a sudden he flies 7 feet. Meanwhile, Julius Randle gets clubbed across the shoulders by Alex Caruso and Lou Dort, and there's no call. That's the bigger problem. It's the egregious stuff that's being rewarded while big guys sit there and get, and not just this is league wide. The way guards are officiated versus bigs is such a discrepancy that when you see somebody get smashed on one end, like, ah, keep playing. Meanwhile, you're not allowed to use your strength on that guy.
The only guy who is a big who, and look, he flails all the time. Jokic flails all over the place.
Yeah. Well, Embiid too. Those are the two guys that
Embiid's just always on the ground.
Yeah. And he literally taught himself how to fall.
Yeah. The note of last night, the starters for the Minnesota Timberwolves, they made 12 free throws. 7 from Ant Edwards, 2 from McDaniels and Randall, 1 from Rudy Gobert. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 13 made free throws last night. He attempted 15. The starting 5 for Minnesota combined for 16 free throws in the game. But also, 26 free throws attempted by the Timberwolves, 24 for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not a single member of the bench from the Oklahoma City Thunder attempted a free throw last night. That's an odd stat.
Well, I will say this.
They just didn't get fouled.
When you take a look at the drive data, it is you know, happening. Like, Shai is the last two games, like, he's had basically more. He had, what, 28 drives in game one?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to put his head down. He's going to get it done. Like, and it's going to translate into free throws. I get that. But at some point in time, and I don't want to take away from his greatness, because he is truly great, and his ability to get, like, I mentioned this on Twitter the other day. The ability to get defenders twisted up in a pretzel is a unique skill.
Sure is.
It really is. Like, to get guys that are that good, that athletic, that coordinated, that balanced, to be like, argh! And then now they're reaching. I have no problem with those.
Yeah.
That's him. That's Brunson. That, like, those guys are great at that. It's when the egregious stuff. And the problem is, there's probably three calls last night that are just egregious. The rest of them are legit.
Yeah. Tony Brothers, Scott Foster. Good game. Good game, guys.
Hey, shout out to Lou Dort.
Lou Dort?
Busting open Scott Foster's nose in the first quarter.
Yeah. I was like, Lou Dort.
How does that not happen more often?
Mm.
Like, how do refs just not get caught more often in the crossfire? It really is.
Because they're good at their job.
Right?
They're good at their job and they stay out of the
way. Stay out of the way.
Scott Foster tends to insert himself.
Legitimately, I thought Dort broke his nose.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.